愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我想继续跟大家来学习立志讨神的喜悦。
I'd like to continue to share with everyone the topic determined to please God.
保罗说，我定了一个志向，要讨神的喜悦。
Paul said that he has a goal and a focus to please God.
因为我们要在他的台前来接受他的审判。
Because we will receive judgment in front of the throne of God.
哥林多前书四五章，保罗在讲死人复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 accounts about the dead coming back to life.
使人复活是从主耶稣的复活开始的。
Resurrection begins with the resurrection of Christ.
这带给我们极大的盼望。
This gives us great hope.
他提到如果使人不复活。
Because it mentions if the dead will not rise,
那我们做基督徒就比世上的人更可怜了。
Then we as Christians will be more pitiful than the rest of the world.
如果使人不复活，
if the dead do not resurrect,
那我们就跟一般人吃吃喝喝吧。
Then we can just eat, drink, and be merry like everyone else.
保罗的主要是讲，如果使人不复活，我们的生活方式不需要跟别人有不同。
So what Paul is saying is that if we do not resurrect, then we do not need to live our lives different than others.
我们现在人生活只有一个目标，快乐。
Because the goal in people's lives is happiness.
只要有快乐，什么人都可以做。
Because if there's happiness, then you can be anybody.
但是现在人的快乐有很多是在罪里面。
But a lot of happiness these days are in sin.
那既然有复活，
so being that there is a resurrection,
就有审判，
then there will be a judgment.
所以罪里面的快乐我们是不可以去尝试的。
So sin in happiness is something we cannot we shouldn't enjoy.
那并不等于说基督徒是很痛苦的。
But it doesn't mean that being a Christian ought to be painful.
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
Because Jesus said that may my joy be within you so that you can be filled.
主耶稣的喜乐就是神的喜乐充满在我们里面。
Jesus' love, which is God's love, fills in us.
并且可以满足。
And it will satisfy us.
那这个喜乐从哪里来？
And so where does this joy come from?
这个喜乐就是从神来。
It comes from God.
要神同在，我们才会有感到很喜乐。
We will be happy if we have the abidance of God.
但是要神同在是有条件的。
But the abidance of God comes with certain conditions.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这个下半句很短，但是很重要。
The latter half of this is short, but it is very important.
没有圣洁，没有人能够见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这个见主到底什么意思？
What does it mean to see the Lord?
圣经说神是一个灵。
The Bible says God is a spirit.
我所以很难叫人相信神，因为看不见也摸不到。
And so it is hard for people to believe in God because you cannot see or touch him.
但是圣经又说，没有圣洁，没有人能见神。
But then again, the Bible says that that you must.
没有圣洁，没有人见。
If there's no holiness, then we cannot see the Lord.
这一句话的倒过来讲，就是如果我们要见神，就要圣洁。
And so that means that if we want to see the Lord, we must be holy.
那在八福里面有一福，就是清心的人有福了。
There is a beatitudes is that says that those who are
清净 pure in spirit.
Oh, who are pure in spirit. Blessed are those who are pure in spirit.
他们要见到神。
For they will see the Lord.
那这个见到神呢，主要就是对神有体验。
And so to see the Lord means to experience the Lord.
有神的同在，对神有体验。
If we have the abidance of God, it means that we have experienced God.
好像约伯，他从试炼开始到结束，他肉眼根本就没有见到神。
Job was tested, but he had not seen God that whole time.
但是试炼要结束的时候，他说：“我从前奉闻有神，我现在亲眼见到神。”
But when his trial had ended, he said that I had now finally seen God.
他所谓见神，就是在他的试炼当中，他很清楚看到神的带领，很清楚看到神的。
Because during his trial, he was able to see the guidance and the grace from God.
所以一个人如果清心没有罪，生活对神的体验会很活泼，很有力量。
So if a person is holy and without sin, then their lives will be very lively and full of hope.
那现在我们倒过来讲啊，我们现在生活好像对神没有什么体验了。其中有一个原因就是我们不够圣洁。
But if we take the contrast and we say we haven't really experienced God, then that means we are not holy enough.
那为什么圣洁这么重要？
And so why is holiness so important?
利未记神对自己重要有一个对人有一个重要的宣告。
In the book of Leviticus, it gives us God gives a very important instruction.
利未记的十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2.
利未记十九章的第二节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2.Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
这里神对以色列百姓有一个要求。
Here, the Lord had given a request to,
他们是神的选民。
These Israelites are the chosen ones.
说你们要圣洁。
So they must be holy.
今天这个也是对我们的要求。
This is also a request of God to us.
我们要圣洁。
We must be holy.
从旧约到圣新约，这个要求是一样的。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, it is the same request.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
这是最根本的原因，因为神是圣洁。
This is the very basic reason because God is holy.
没有圣洁，我们跟神的本性，那个圣洁的本性就不一样，不一样就没有办法亲近他。
Because if we are not holy, then we can have we don't have that in common with God, so then we cannot draw closer to Him.
那这个圣洁到底是什么意思？
And so what does holiness actually mean?
如果我们去查考原来这个原文的意思，圣洁就是有分别。
If we look at the original text,holiness means means separation.
就是跟别人不一样。
That is to be different from others.
这是一个很简单，但是一个很重要的定义。
It is very basic and simple, but it is also very important.
所以在利未记里面神就给他们一些规则。
And so in the book of Leviticus, God gives them certain rules.
什么动物可以吃，什么动物不可以吃。
What are the certain animals that they can and cannot eat?
那你吃的那不可以吃就不圣洁。
If you eat what you are not supposed to eat, then you are unholy.
什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做。
What are things you can and you cannot do?
那做的那个不可以做的就不圣洁。
If you do what you're not supposed to, then you are unholy and unclean.
那不圣洁就有一个守程序，要怎么来洁净。
And then, Once you become unclean, there are processes that you need to take to become clean again.
所以利未记里面有很多告诉我们这些分别，怎么去分别。
And so the book of Leviticus tells us how to be separate.
那我们现在做基督徒最大的挑战在哪里？
And so what is the greatest issue for us as a challenge as Christians?
就是我们住在世界，但是要跟他们有分别，这不简单的。
And that is, although we are living in this world, we must be separate from everyone else.
因为我们是不属世界。
Because we don't belong to this world.
但是一般人是住在世界，他是属于世界，身份不一样。
The other people live in this world, and then they also belong in this world. Their status is different.
我们是不属世界。
We do not belong to this world.
所以那个心态跟我们生活的原则有一个很大的不同。
So our hearts and the way we think are different.
就是要有分别。
We need to be separate.
活在一起，但要有分别。
We live together, but then we need to have separation.
这个是一个最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge.
所以这个圣洁是一个很实际的问题。
And so, holiness is a very practical issue.
怎么能够跟别人分别不同？
How do we be separated from others?
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Look at First Thessalonians.
第四章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1. First Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 1.Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more.
这里保罗说啊，说你们受了我们的教训，就知道怎么行可以讨神喜悦。
So it says here that they are instructed to know how to live in order to please God.
所以怎么行才可以讨神喜悦啊？接受真理的教导。我们这个观念才会很清楚。
And so how do we please God is to do according to the instructions.
你去问一些没有信的人叫圣洁，他从来没有想过这个字，什么叫做圣洁。
If we ask a person who hasn't received and know the truth yet and say holiness, they don't know what it is.
这个圣洁这个字是从圣经来的。
Holiness comes from the Bible.
你没有圣经的教导，没有那个观念，就分不清了。
If we don't have the instructions from the Bible, then we are unclear about holiness.
所以怎么行可以讨神喜悦？接下去他就在讲圣洁。
So how to please God continues explaining this.
第二节
verse 2. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
这里说凭着耶稣基督的权柄 authority。我们给你这个命令。
And they say that these instructions are given by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
这不是建议，有权柄就是命令。
It's not a recommendation. It is it's not a suggestion.
建议就是随便啦，你要不要做。
Suggestion is it's up to you whether you want to do it or not.
但这个是有权柄的命令，所以这个是一个很重要的标准。
But this is an instruction that comes with an authority.
第三节。
Verse 3, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
这个地方就接下去就很实际讲了，要成为圣洁，就是要远避淫邪。
And so clearly it says that the first thing is to avoid sexual immorality.
当时保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦。
When Paul initially wrote the letter to the Thessalonians,
这个帖撒罗尼迦在当时商业相当的发达。
Their businesses and economy was very booming.
在那个时代经济也不错。
Their economy was doing well.
那一个人呢，保暖啊，这经济也不错，这个生活也过得很好。下面一件事情就是，是淫欲啊，就是往圣洁这个方，用淫乱这个地方走。
And so they lived comfortable lives. And now the next the step below is sexual immorality.
所以两千年前呢，这个就已经是一个问题。
So 2,000 years ago, this was already an issue.
所以淫乱不是现在才有，两千年前就有。
So sexual immorality is not something that's modern. It is something that already existed.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们人生在这个世界上啊，就是带有罪性。
Because we as people living in this world carry sin.
就是有 lust, 有情欲。
And we have lust.
因此人会有这个倾向，会走那个倾向去，这个就是自然。
And so then to go toward sexual immorality is only natural.
但是基督徒的生活就是要对这个天生的自然有一个规范，有一个控制。
But we must have this, have a control over these natural desires.
所以在生活当中要用圣洁的生活来回应神的圣洁。
So in our lives, we need to use this holiness of God to
用我们的圣洁的生活来 respond 神的圣洁。
But we must use our own holiness to respond to the holiness of God.
那这样我们才能够得到神的喜悦。
In that way, we can then be pleasing to God.
让我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. That each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
第五节。
Verse 5. Not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God.
我刚才看中文啊，一个是啊守着，就是 control， 是控制的啊。那另外一个第五节是哦、啊，中文叫放纵，放纵就随便他去。所以有两种生活方式。
And so, there in these verses, there's some keywords like control, and then also
第五节叫放纵。
In verse five, passionate lust.、
啊那这个放纵邪情是就是不认识的外邦人。
And this passionate lust is of the heathens.
你要怎么做就怎么做，快乐就好。
Those are the people who don't believe in God, so they just do whatever they want and whatever pleases them.
活着就是要讨肉体快乐。
So to live is to have a happy life.
这个叫做放纵私欲邪情。
And this is to just live and just and let go.
那我们信主的人就是要守着，用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，控制自己的身体。
But we as Christians need to learn how to control our body.
所以这一个基本上的不同。
That is a very basic difference.
那实际上来讲什么意思？
And so, practical terms, what does that mean?
比方说，我们在客厅里面，你看电视。
So, for example, when you're in the living room and we're watching TV,
反正门关起来，谁没有人知道我们在看什么。
It doesn't matter because the door is closed, and doesn't matter what we watch.
好，那我们是神的选民。
But we are as the chosen ones of God.
就要圣洁尊贵，控制守着哦，不好的不要看。
Then we must control ourselves and not watch what we're not supposed to watch.
但是对一般人来讲
，But to other people.
就放纵，能够让你快乐的就看。
They just let go of everything and just watch what they like to watch.
这有一个很大的差别、啊。
And so that's the greatest difference.、
哦、所以我们信主的人真的是要从神得到力量，才有办法控制。
And so we must have this power in order to control ourselves.
不然我们很难啊，在这个社会上啊，能够控制我们的这个。情欲而不被情欲控制。
So that way we can control our lust and not be controlled by it.
这个是我们非常重要的一种操练，生活上的操练。
This is a very important kind of training in our lives.
所以在提摩太前书里面在讲要逃避少年人的私欲。
And First Timothy it tells us that we must flee from youthful lust.
看起来好像是很消极，要逃避。
It sounds so urgent. We must flee.
好，我们看提摩太前书。
Let's take a look. First Timothy chapter 2.
是九节
，verse 19。
后书啊，二章十九。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 22, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这个地方讲逃避少年的私欲。
Here it says to flee the evil desires of youth.
那特别是同清心祷告主人，用祷告来逃避。
Those who are able to through pray.
所以 我们祷告被圣灵充满哦，很奇妙啊，这个情欲就不能控制我们。加拉太书第五章。
If we pray, we will not be able to, we will not be controlled by it. It's just like in Galatians chapter 5, it says.
所以我们心里面有两个力量，好像在摔跤一样。
It's like we have these two great powers in our hearts that are wrestling each other.
你没有祷告，没有被圣灵充满了，你就很自然就情欲来控制我们。
If we do not pray, then we will be controlled by the desires.
那如果祷告圣灵充满了，情欲就被控制了。
If we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we can control these desires.
所以耶利哥城是怎么倒的？
And so how was Jericho defeated?
耶利哥代表淫乱。
Jericho represented sexual immorality.
这个倒不是用真的人的去力量去攻的。
The destruction of Jericho is not won by human strength.
抬着约柜，一天绕一圈，七圈绕七圈，一大叫他就倒了。
They carried the ark and around they went, and on the seventh day, the walls fell.
所以我们里面呢有一个耶利哥。
And so in our hearts there is a Jericho.
这个耶利哥里面有情欲。
And in this Jericho, there inside there is desires and lust.
这个城墙高大，你攻不倒了。
The walls are so big, we cannot tumble them.
这很奇妙。
But it is miraculous.
你每一天为这个事情一直祷告，祷告，自然就倒了。
If you continue to pray for this every day, the walls will fall.
这个完全是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以我们在教会里面这种修道，不是像那个修道院跑到山上去。
And so when we learn of the gospel, it is not up to that we're going to the mountain.
那也不是像那个有一些修道士拿着一个念珠这样，他为什么要拿念珠？因为他的头脑要一直想那个东西，他头脑才不会乱想。
Or it's not like those learning the gospel is not like people having to hold those rosemary beads because they don't want their minds to wander while they're thinking of the Scriptures.
这个都是人为的，这个在克制肉体的情欲上其实是没有用的。
This is all. This really has no use to us.
哎，但是我们教会特别有圣灵，真的很奇妙。当你祷告被圣灵充满的时候，你觉得心中充满着光明，罪在哪里跑掉了。
When we pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we feel that our hearts are filled with light and sin is gone.
那个神的力量在里面，最早就跑掉了，进不来。
The power that's within us will never be able to come back in.
我记得奈及利亚一个弟兄，他来过美国，他在见证说，他刚刚信主的时候，每天祷告一个钟头。
Remember a brother who just immigrated to the U.S. He would pray 1 hour every day.
Nigeria 的 brother,
a Nigerian brother.
那他说他第一个感觉是祷告一个钟头，自己要像透明人。
When he was praying an hour every day, he felt like he was transparent.
自己的罪，哎，很清楚，可以看得到。
It was very clear. He was able to clearly see his sins.
所以那个罪就藏不住。
His sins were able to be hidden.
这样就容易变圣洁。
And in this way, it is easier to be holy.
因为罪就是种子。
Because sin is like a seed.
好像女人怀胎。
It's like a woman who is pregnant.
你如果没有把它拿出来，它就会长大。
And so if you do not remove the seed, it will begin to grow.
那到被圣灵充满，神的能力充满，那个罪就出去了。
And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the sin will leave.
圣灵好像火在烧，我们内心可以洁净。
Holy Spirit is like fire, who can that can cleanse our hearts.
所以啊，我们在教会为什么一直要强调，一定要多祷告
？And so why does our church emphasize prayer?
因为圣灵大有能力啊，能够给我们力量啊，来控制我们里面那个 lust 那个情欲。
Because the Holy Spirit will allow us to control our lust and desires.
那这样我们才有办法来过圣洁的生活。
And only in this way can we lead a holy life.
那这个回到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，第四章。
Looking back at First Thessalonians.
第四章，我们看第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7.For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
这里说神造我们不要沾染污秽，要成为圣洁。
It says that we are not to be impure, rather to have a holy life.
有时候我们觉得这个很抽象，什么是污秽？哎，什么是圣洁
？We feel like, well, what is impure and what's holiness?
诸位，你如果看那个流行歌曲哈，有时候曲调你不知道，你去看他的那歌词 lyric， 看他在写什么。
If you look at the lyrics of pop songs or popular songs out there,
那里面都是污秽的，很多都是污秽的。
There are a lot of impure things in the lyrics.
所以什么叫做不要沾染污秽？
And so, what does it mean to not be impure?
就这些东西啊，真的是那个调调，还有那个歌词啊，会让你情欲啊。不是控制起来，是让他情欲发作。
It's the melody and the lyrics and the song that will give our lust, give us the lust and help make us take action.
哦，我好像想着很多电影的情节。
It's just like a lot of the love and romance in movies.
你仔细看那个里面啊。所带给人那种刺激，到最后不是让你控制，是让你情欲发作。
And it makes you take action on your desires.
所以我们常常讲这个教会，我们所办的活动啊，一定要有最基本的，不要失去敬虔。
And so we must have the activities we have in church.Must be holy, be sanctified.
不一定啊，不一定说要很严肃，轻松没有关系，不要失去敬虔。
Doesn't have to be so rigid, but it must solemn.
有一次啊，一个婚礼这个 reception， 我说叫我祷告，那我就祷告。
During a wedding reception, I was asked to say a prayer.
我一想阿门，音乐放下，大家都在跳舞。
After I said Amen, music came on. Everybody started dancing.
我才发现，在教会里面看起来圣灵很充满，怎么跳舞跳得这么好
？If we see so much people with filled with the Holy Spirit, how come we can dance so well?
那这个本身者，你知道为什么人会跳
？And so why do people dance?
这个跟世俗是一样的。
It's just being very physical and carnal.
如果你去看那个社交跳舞，真的不，真的这个是世俗的道路。
If you look at all the dances, it's just very fleshly.
所以我神要叫我们成为圣洁。
And so God wants us to be holy.
因此这个会让我们呢、啊、偏往这个污秽的道路上去，不要做。
Because that way we are not on the path of impurity.
在生活中要回应神的圣洁。
We must respond to the holiness of God.
这样才能够得到神的喜欢。
Only this way we can please God.
我们真的很希望我们教会里面有一些家长，有一些青年带头，做一些榜样。
It is the hope that in our church that parents and youth will set the example.
做一些榜样，让大家来效法，这个是神高兴的。
Set an example so that others can follow. This pleases God.
不要彼此一直学习，越来越世俗，这个不对的。
It's not to learn from each other on how to be more and more physical and carnal.
奉主耶稣圣名，就是主在当中。
When we say in the name of Jesus Christ, then He is among us.
就应该要有分别。
Then we must have a kind of separation.
没有分别，就不应该奉主耶稣圣名。
If we're not going to have that separation, then then we should not do something in the name of Jesus Christ.
神的旨意是要让我们有分别，成为圣洁。
It is God's will for us to be to holy and be separated.
我们现在看啊，约翰福音。
Take a look at Book of John.
十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七章的十六节。
John chapter 17 verse 16.They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. 17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
这个地方说，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
says to sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
所以我们常常在默想神的道，常常在谈论神的道，我们这个心呢就会越来越纯了。
And so if we constantly ponder and think about the truth, then our hearts will become more pure.
我们大家一定有一个体验啊，这个教会的音乐就是圣乐。
We all have this experience that the hymns of our church are holy.
有时候你发现一唱教这个圣乐以后，我们的心就越来越安静。
And if we notice that the more we listen to these hymns, these holy hymns, our hearts will be more calm.
这真的很特别。
This is very special.
因为这个圣乐啊，把它的旋律还有它里面的歌词，都可以使人的心净化。
Because this holy music.Including its lyrics, can help calm our hearts.
所以说，求你用真理使他们成圣。
And so here it says to sanctify them by the truth.
哦，我们要常常学习神的话。
That is to constantly learn of the words of God.
那神的话会让我们成圣。
And His words will sanctify us.
那我们在要在生活中圣洁啊，当然啊，我们要尽可能要避免。
And so in order to be holy, we must stay away from sexual immorality.
所以凡是会让我们进入试探的就不要去。
So anything that will lead us into temptation is something we should avoid.
那人长大了，有成家的条件了，有对象就应该早就应该结婚。
And so if we are become older and we have a significant other, then we should get married as early as possible.
因为这样就会让我们免去很多的试探。
In this way, it can avoid a lot of temptations.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
这个来 Isaiah chapter 6.
啊，以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我去呢？这里啊，神向以赛亚呼召。
Here, God calls on Isaiah.
说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢
？He asks, "Who shall I send, and who will go for us?"
就是呼召以赛亚来服侍他。
He is calling on Isaiah to serve him.
那在这个之前
，and before this,
神显异象给他看。
God gave him a vision.
有撒拉佛在神面前侍奉。
There are seraphs in front of him.
这个撒拉佛，这个原文意思就是焚烧，焚烧就是很洁净。
In the original text, seraphs are a fire, and so they are very pure.
那撒拉佛讲的是什么？圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And they said, holy, holy, holy.
那他这样一呼喊，在赞美神，第四节。门殿根基震动啊，圣殿充满烟烟了。
And then it says in verse 4, at the sound of their voices, the doors, posts, and thresholds shook.
为什么
？Why？
那个地方圣洁，神就降临。
Because it is holy in that place, and God descended.
啊，所以我们在教会里面大家圣洁，当我们在唱诗赞美神的时候，神就降临。
So if everyone is holy in the church and we're all singing hymns, then God will descend upon us.
但是当他看到这个异象，他就感觉到他有罪了。
But then when he saw this vision, he felt like he was unclean and full of sin.
所以一个人跟神越靠近，我们对罪会越敏感。
And so if we are closer to God, then we'll be more sensitive to sin.
离开神越远，我们对罪越迟钝。
The further we are from God, the less sensitive it is. Sin is to us.
你看世界上人根本就对罪麻木。
If we look at the people in the world, they're completely insensitive to sin.
那第六节啊，这个撒拉佛用炭火洁净他。
And then it says in verse 6, that the seraph used the coal to clean him.
所以当我们不圣洁的时候，从神来，他有那个火可以洁净我。
And so if we are unclean, God will use fire to cleanse us.
这是恩典啊。
This is a grace from God.
洁净完，呼召的声音就来到。
And so once he was cleansed, the voice of God came.
所以我们人要服侍神哦，圣洁是一个很重要的条件。
And so if we are to serve God, then holiness is a very important criteria.
有圣洁，神才会用我们。
Only if we are holy, God can use us.
因为圣洁才能够讨神喜欢。
Because only holiness can be pleasing to God.
我们才能亲近神。
And in that way, we can also be closer to God.
Let's sing
a hymn.
226.
226.